Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, well, the other day we were discussing 100 Men versus Gorilla. Big viral question that was being asked. I think most people think men win in the end. There are some casualties. I'm not really convinced of that, but I could be talked into it, that you wear the gorilla down and you just...
The ultimate question is whether the humans there have the stomach for it. Like that.
Yeah, you have.
That's
to be committed.
It ends up coming down to, because if everyone is totally committed, the gorilla is not making it out. But after what the gorilla does to the first couple people, people may not be totally committed.
Yeah.
So that's.
What
that's
about
what
100 men versus a bear? Is that an easy fight?
Ooh.
Because I feel like the bear is a little bit more. Would be the word. It would be a little bit more harder to pin down than the gorilla, maybe?
Maybe.
Or maybe not.
With but maybe little, not as agile?
His little bear arms. But it would just be a little bit feistier. Well, maybe not. I don't know.
And it's got those claws that can, like, rip you open, which at least the gorilla doesn't have that.
Yeah, and the jaw, like... It's biting you?
Well, the gorilla's jaw is nasty, too. We read about that. It was like, it can put like 1,300 pounds of pressure on you. It'll turn your bones to dust, the gorilla's jaw.
Really?
Yeah. Even though it doesn't have sharp teeth.
Worse than a bear?
I don't know if it's a...
Dude.
Stronger bite than a bear. The bears are obviously sharp, but the gorilla's bites are notoriously strong.
I think we'd go in a little more confident against the bear, but I think it would be just as ugly. Or could be. And then how do you kill the bear? Again, no weapons.
Yeah, that was a really difficult question with the gorilla, too. Like, how are you actually taking the thing down?
Well, the worst one in that regard is the hippo. How do you kill the hippo?
Yeah.
I mean, you could overwhelm the hippo and take the hippo down, maybe.
But it's a huge beast with thick skin, and you don't have weapons. So, like, what are you really going
to
do?
Yeah. Do you have to maybe suffocate it? Elephant?
Again, what do you do? Just try to not get killed.
I mean, they're not. Yeah, like that's going to be like a standoff, because the elephant's not going to. Well, I guess the elephant could
charge, trample.
Trample you, yeah.
In doing some of the reading about the various beasts, elephants, like a gorilla is actually an animal that, if threatened, may just choose to run back into the forest if outnumbered, whereas the elephants are very likely to fight, very likely to.
Wait, which animal will run back?
A gorilla might.
Oh.
Like, unless it's like defending, yeah, unless it's going to fight over its mate or family.
Yeah.
But they're not just going to see people and feel threatened and go at it. They're more likely to retreat. Whereas an elephant,
they'll bow up.
They're like, nothing's bigger than me. I'm gonna take charge of the situation.
Yeah. Which is kind of dumb if you think about it.
Sure.
But,
well,
I like
you know, nature has the fight or the flight. And with the elephant, it's fight.
What about a lion? 100 men versus a lion.
That's a good question. One of the things you hear a lot is just how lazy, especially the male lion is. They just sit around all day and kind of wait to, I think, hump and
and eat.
And I think they sleep like 20 hours a day.
Hump and eat.
Yeah. And I'm not even sure they do that much of the killing themselves. I think sometimes it's the lionesses that do that. So.
Yeah.
I think
that would be an easy overwhelm, wouldn't it? The lion?
Well, with 100 dudes?
100 dudes.
I think probably so.
That's a lot of dudes.
Yeah. That might be the easiest one we've brought up yet. Even though I don't find it particularly easy.
I feel like the hippo would be really hard.
Yeah.
Maybe fewer male casualties, but hard.
Yeah, that's where the Will Darkin logic of I might not be able to take down a hippo, but a hippo could never get me. I'll just run circles until the hippo gets tired.
Well, dude, you don't want to be in those jowls.
I know. Darkin just said he could run in circles long enough for it not to be an issue.
Was that his take on that?
Yep.
Boy, that is
he said I can rope-a-dope a hippo. That's what would happen.
That's an all-timer. You know, Suk has a couple of those, too. You know that.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
He says the house fire one?
Would never die in a house fire.
Yep.
And he says he would never be killed by a constrictor snake.
Yeah.
Which I find fascinating.
Okay.
But okay.
It got you while you're sleeping. Well, you're dead.
House fire one is worse because it's like, well,
people
die in house fires all the time.
In either of those scenarios, the house fire or the constrictor snake, if you are surprised by it, it's probably too late.
Right.
So you have to see it coming or, you know, see it brewing or smoking
house
or whatever.
Fire, like, what do you have, magic lungs? Like, you think people want to die in house fires? People who get in house fires die because they...
I think his thought is that I'll just know it's a house fire and then, like, I'll jump out a window or something. Well, if you're sleeping and you wake up engulfed in flames, it's not that simple.
Do you have anything like that? Big Ooh. Ego claims? I sure as hell don't.
Big ego claims.
Ooh, 100 men versus a shark?
Again, how do you...
No chance.
How do you kill it? I mean, it might get tired and might lose interest at some point, but I don't know how you kill it or stop it. I guess, what do they say? You tear at its gills? You, like, rip at its gills?
Yeah.
But I don't think I have one of those, like, cocky, oh, I could do this. I mean, I used to think that if I devoted two Olympic cycles to curling, I could probably just compete in the Olympics. Give me 8 years of training every day with nothing else to do, I'll be in the Olympics.
In curling?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, I mean, that's not a... I mean, I don't think that's insane.
I mean, people are like, no, you think you could just be an Olympic athlete? I'm like, no, I think there's this one thing that I could figure out, and if I had enough time to devote to it, I could probably get there.
What do you think, Nemec? You think he could do that? I'm asking Andrew Nemec. He's in there.
He says I could.
Yeah.
With 8 years, he thinks.
Because not a lot of people curl.
Right. It's not especially popular.
And
but then
8 years of training?
But when it kind of got popularized a little bit in the last couple Olympic cycles, a lot of people have been saying similar things, like anybody can do it, and it's really pissed off the curlers, being like, you have no idea how difficult this is. It's like people who play darts or something.
Well, they're probably right.
Yeah, I'm sure they are right.
But I don't think that's crazy. I mean, that's not on the level of fighting or, like,
no, like
not dying in a house fire.
Sure, it isn't. But I was trying to think of, like, a claim that sounds outlandish, but that I believe in.
Boy, here's somebody else who agrees with Suki. He says, this is one of mine. There's a wide list of things that could kill me in this world. House fire will not be it.
That seems so ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
Why what, not? Like,
what
why
do
not?
These people think they
do you
have?
Think the fire's giving you a head start or something? Right. Or like, oh, make sure, like, I'll just give you an out. Here, this door is good. No.
Fascinating. The human mind. Fascinating.
To Nemec's point, firefighters die in fires.
Yeah.
And they show up there knowing they're there.
God. Jesus. You people. Here's a question. This coming from one of our listeners on the text line. Somebody puts a gun to your head and says, you have to run the mile
yeah.
in blank.
This person has tossed this out there a couple times. I'm glad we're finally getting to it.
Yeah, he says, you have to run the mile in blank amount of time or you die. What is the lowest amount of time they could give you to where you might even consider it versus just accepting your fate and taking the bullet?
Wow. That's a great question. If under the threat of death, what's the absolute fastest you could run a mile?
So he's saying that the amount of time where I'm just going to try it? Well, I'm just going to try it no matter what.
Of course you are. But if they said, all right, Isaac, do it in 3 minutes, you'd say, okay, just give me the gun.
No, I'd try to do it in 3 minutes. I wouldn't
no
do
one
it.
In the history of humanity.
I know,
done it. So you,
but okay. I'd try.
Okay.
Wouldn't you?
At what point
I'm a
would you?
Fighter.
At what point would you be mentally defeated that I have no chance?
I get the spirit of the question. I would say... I once famously ran a mile. Well, he's a cross-country runner. You know?
Famously, huh?
Yeah, this is very famous.
More or less famous than the Pheasant Bowl?
This is less famous.
Okay.
Lesser known. But so I was sub 7 on a 5K. 6:45 maybe, 6:15.
Solid.
But I certainly couldn't do that now. And you're just talking no training, like just right now. Although you're running now.
Yep.
You're a Clydesdale.
But if somebody said, "All right, Isaac, it's sub 6 or we pull the trigger." Could you get the sub 6?
No.
For 1 mile?
I don't think I could, but I would certainly try.
I know you would try.
Yeah. No. I would say for me to have a shot right now, God, I haven't run in a long time. I would say...
What number would be close that you could get to?
I think it's just 1 mile, right?
1 mile.
I think I could maybe get under 8.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I bet you could get... I think if it was all on the line, I think you'd get lower than that.
Your life's on the line.
Yeah, yeah. I think you could get sub 7.
Really?
Yeah. And I've heard someone say, like, you can do, and the amount of time varies or ranges, but, like, someone said, like, anybody could run a 4-minute mile because if the human mind is desperate enough, you can do something.
Right.
Anybody can do something right. for 4 minutes if it means enough to
right.
them.
Right. And that's what I think is. I think is you... If you push, you know you're going to die.
Yeah.
You're going to push yourself as hard as you've ever pushed yourself.
Even if it means pushing
it's
yourself to
flight.
Death.
You're at fight or flight.
Yeah.
And so you're going to freaking, you're going to keel over when you get across the finish line, so you can die anyway. But, you know, I think like that's a scenario that is way different than just trying to run the fastest
mile. It's a long enough period that, like, you can dig deep. It's going to be absolutely brutal, but if you know what the consequence is for not doing it.
Now, what would your strategy be? Would you go out kind of trying to, it's like, okay, let's just make sure we're staying, you know, feeling pretty good for 4 minutes?
I don't know.
And then really cranking it? Or are you just cranking it until you drop?
There's a drop.
That is a drop.
Google me, bitch.
No, I think
you can't come out of the gate sprinting. You know you're not going
to
make it.
You can't come out of the gate sprinting, but at the same time, I think you have to come out of the gate at like 80 or 90%
really hard.
and then see like how long you can push at that seemingly unsustainable pace.
Yeah.
And then you dial it back a little bit, but I mean, not like there's a book to this.
Okay. Well, there's our answer, sir. What do you think? What does Nemec think? What do you think, Nemec? How fast could you run? He's kind of in shape.
Yeah, he said last summer he was running about 5 miles a day, doing like 7:30-mile paces.
7:30. So...
2 summers ago, excuse me.
Okay, so six... Let's say, gun to head, 6 minutes. Under 6 minutes. You doing it?
He says he couldn't do it.
It's under 6:30. Maybe. You maybe.
He said right around there, probably.
What about you? 6:30?
No, I don't think so.
Seven,
I'm pretty sure the fastest mile I've ever run in my life was 6:20, and I was like middle
damn,
school.
Damn, dude.
School.
That's good.
Yeah, it's because I was like 14. It's like easy.
You don't feel a thing at 14.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next, Odd Couple Talk. Here's Buck.